Blog Talk Radio.
Save me.
for myself. Father God, I need you to save me.
Best to fight myself, but it ain't working. So can I break down how I'm feeling now? Wait, open up my heart and expand on what I'm talking about. You know my weakness and the reason why I'm calling. I keep on beefing with this pride to keep from falling. So I'm throwing both my hands up, and I'm asking you to feel your man's up. My legs shaking, I can hardly stand up. Feel like I can't, but I'm knowing I can. Be a doer of your word instead of hearing it and saying it and trying to fit it into my plan. When you've been there for me, loving, care for me, never stress for me. And when I lose my balance, you will pick me up and even carry me. Quiet your way so that these kids out here don't have to learn the hard way. I'm done with trying to please myself, and I'm done with trying to please everyone else. Lord, I just wanna see you. I just wanna please you. Lord, I really need you.
She's back again. You are now tuned into Her New Narratives with your host, Carlinda Wrights. Shout-outs to you. Much love. We appreciate you tuning in. Yeah. Let's get it. Ephesians 3 and 20. Yes, sir. What up, Carlinda? Mic check.
Hi.
1-2-1-2. What's happening? Welcome back. You know what I'm talking about? So
thank you.
It's on you, man. Just go
nice
ahead and
be back.
Do what you do. Yeah, I'm glad you're here, too. Just do what you do unto the Lord, man. I'm right here. I got your back, all right?
All right. So, to those who are not familiar with me, let me do a reset. My name is Carlinda Kay, and I am the CEO of the Ministry of Her New Narrative. And what I do is I pull sex trafficking girls out of sex trafficking, and I I help them to get on track and to hopefully get to Jesus, you know. And so that's what I do, and I'm a college student and everything. So the thing is that, you know, none of this would have been possible if my day of divine intervention of 2007 back in October 24th, if I would not have got slapped with a federal indictment and everything. And God was protecting me, and the reason why he put me in jail and in women's federal pen is because to save the calling that he has on my life, you know, and to protect the calling that he had on my life. And, you know, I was always born to make an impact on other people. And, you know, so that's what that is, you know. And I'm going to read a verse that says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly all that we can ask or even think, according to the power that works within us, you know. And what that's a rich passage, you know, scripture right there, you know, is that, you know, I didn't think that I was going to be able to be a college student. I never thought that I would get a GED. I never thought I would get any of this stuff that I got, you know. I was interested at the time, you know, and, you know, I never thought that I would get sober and from all minor mood altering chemicals for 13, going on 14 years this year. And so, you know, he's done exceedingly and abundantly all that I can ask or even think, according to his power that works within me, you know. And what that really means is that, you know, he can take the most impossible situations and turn them around to fit his agenda and what he wants to do with us, you know. And so, you know, God fought for me, you know, because Satan was there to try to do me in, you know. And he almost succeeded, and he did succeed in a big way. But, you know, God, I'm going to talk about, too, that there's nothing more powerful than redemption and resurrection, because I was resurrected from the dead, because I was basically dead and my body was going to go in short order anyway. And I was to the point where I didn't even care, you know. So, you know, take that and stuff, you know, and make me the type of person that I am today. I mean, that's a miracle right there, you know. And, you know, people are so wanting to see miracle signs and wonders, you know. And I get on some broadcasts and stuff, and they're talking about, you know, over social media, over, you know, my, over miracle signs and wonders and all this, you know. And, you know, a lot of times we believers miss the boat, you know, because we can look around us and see miracles, signs, and wonders, you know, in a person or whatever. It doesn't have to be this mysterious power, you know, that is like, whoa, you know, and people say, oh, I feel a shift happening, you know, and, you know, I'm not disqualifying that they do feel a shift happening, but a shift should be taking place every 60 to 90 days if you're spiritually fit, you know, because my seasons usually last 2 to 3 months, you know, and there's a time and a place for everything. In Ecclesiastes, they talk about that, you know, and there's a time for my season, and there's a time to learn and to be quiet, and there's a time to, you know, let God, you know, minister to you, me, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a season for everything, you know, and a time and a place for everything. And so, you know, this is my season now to rest, you know, and to really seek out what's important for to me, you know, and what's important for what God wants me to do, you know. And I've been resting a lot lately, and I came out of that lifestyle, you know, STD free, but I didn't come out of the lifestyle totally physically unscathed, you know. I got hepatitis C, and I've been treating that, and that medicine made me sick, so they took me off of it, you know. And so, you know, there was a reason for that, you know, so that I could be down and get rest, because I'm the type of person that will operate on 4 to 5 hours of sleep a day and just keep going and going and going, you know. And my energy level has been a little low lately, and you know, it's just my time and my season to rest, you know, because, you know, I think that resting is this is what I thought before this season, is that resting was for the cowards, resting was for the people that were weak and couldn't, you know, keep up with life, you know. And, you know, actually it's the opposite. The people that keep going and going and going are usually running from something, you know, to mask something, you know, and mask something in their lives, you know. And I mean, drugs, sex, alcohol, work, college, you know, all that stuff, you know, it can be addictive, and, you know, you can be running from all of it, you know, from what you need to deal with, you know. And I just am not okay with running from things anymore, you know. I've got to deal with them head on, and I'm in the season where the rubber meets the road, you know. And you know, but God promised me in the scripture that I read that he will do exceedingly and abundantly more than I can even ask or even think, according to his power and that is what that means, you know. And so, you know, I have to rest on that promise, you know, because not every day is going to be a down day, you know, and I might as well enjoy this season that I'm in, is resting, because I've never got good rest in my life, you know, until now. And now, you know, I'm getting the rest, you know, and I don't know why, but I feel my sleeping patterns is about ready to shift, you know, and I'm becoming more of a daytime person than I am a nighttime person, you know, and that's good, because nighttime, you know, all there is crime out there, you know, and the life of crime, and the only people that are out there is you and the people that you're hanging around with and the cops, you know, and you know, I get to watch my son go through some of the similar stuff that I went down, you know, and you know, it's like, wow, that's what it felt like. Ooh, you know, that life doesn't sound very good to me, you know. I mean, you know, what about that life really got to me, you know? And but it was fun while it lasted. But then, you know, my best friend became my enemy and turned on me, you know? And that was my crystal meth, you know, and crystal meth was my best friend, you know, because it masked the pain. I was all that in a bag of chips, you know, and whatever, and then some. And I was pretty and all this other stuff. But then it changed on me, you know, and I could never get the feeling back again, you know, the first time. You know, I got it close the second time. Not the second time, but years later, I almost got it close. But, you know, it wasn't the same, you know. And so, you know, I'm not chasing the dragon anymore. You know, I'm chasing Jesus, you know. And so, you know, for me, I have to not lose sight of where I've been, where I can very well go back to if I don't continue on my spiritual walk with Jesus. You know, if I edge God out of my life, that's ego taking place. You know, and what does my ego know? Not a doggone thing, because, you know, the thing is that, you know, my ego and my pride was what kept me in that lifestyle and kept me in bondage, you know. So, you know, I want to impart into everybody that, you know, your life can change if you want it. But, you know, it's not like, well, you know, I'm an addict and I need this and I need that, you know. Well, so what? You might need all kinds of things, but do you want it? Do you really, really, really want it? You know, I mean, you got to want Jesus more than you want carnal things in this carnal world, you know, and I'm learning that, you know, and you know, and I'm a slow learner. I'm not a quick study. You know, I still make mistakes and stuff, you know, and I go back and make amends to whoever, whatever the situation may be or whatever, you know, and I keep it moving. So, you know, for me, I just have to keep on with God, you know, because that's where my house is built. You know, a wise man builds his house upon a rock, and a foolish man builds his house upon sand. And the foolish man also builds his house upon, you know, a house upon sand, and that sand can quickly, you know, drown you and engulf your house up, you know, and, you know, maybe, you know, in the physical realm, you know, my house can be that way, but, you know, in the spiritual realm, you know, in the supernatural, no, my house is not going to drown and blow up, you know, because I have to do a daily maintenance of my spiritual fitness, you know, and I have to keep asking myself, well, did I do anything harmful to anybody? You know, was I dishonest? Was I self-seeking? Was I, you know, was I afraid? Was I, you know, and then I gotta admit it and, you know, take appropriate actions, you know, and that's to make amends if amends is due, you know, or whatever, you know, the case may be, you know, or the situation is, you know, and so for me, I'd rather follow Jesus than follow this carnal-minded world that isn't going to get me anywhere. You know, it didn't get me anywhere for 21 years except down the drain, you know. And isolated, alone, and almost dead, you know. And the options that I had was being locked up, which I was already locked up. So, you know, there goes that. You know, or am I going to be covered up or sobered up, you know, and there's a difference between choices and decisions. Choices are momentarily and decisions are final. And I had to make that final decision of what am I going to do, you know, put up or shut up. You know, die or you know, swallow my pride and ego and say that I don't know it all, you know, and that my ideas didn't work, you know, and surrender my life to the care of a woman that sponsored me in Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, and God led me to her and she led me back to God, you know, and I don't go to Alcoholics Anonymous anymore because, you know, I don't subscribe to their theories anymore, you know, for me, you know, but if you're going to Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Cocaine Anonymous, whatever, you know, I'm glad, you know, get a good solid foundation of that behind you, you know, but, you know, your real true good solid foundation is through Jesus Christ, you know, because the truth will set you free. And Jesus will set you free. You know, if that's what you want, if you want true freedom, then you'll go through Jesus Christ, because, you know, I'm the way, I'm the truth and the life, and nobody comes through the Father but through me. And that is Jesus. You know, in order to get to God, you have to go through Jesus Christ first, you know. And so, you know, because he's the one that ultimately paid the sacrifice for us, you know. And so it stands to reason why we have to go to Jesus before we can go to God, the Father, you know. We have to be bought with a price, you know, and Jesus paid the price for it, you know, and I paid a high price for the life that I live, you know. My body is not in real good physical condition because of the life I live. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, I can admit that and say that I had some to do with that, you know, and I can be honest and open about that and say, yeah, it's all me, you know, why my body's the way it is, you know. And as long as I'm taking responsibility and being accountable to somebody being accountable to Jesus and being accountable to somebody else, you know, and that's where a lot of Christians go wrong, is they don't want any responsibility, to take any responsibility or accountability for anything, you know. And that's where you go wrong, you know, because then you think, well, you know, once saved, always saved, you know, and that doctrine is not true, you know, once saved, always saved, you know, because, you know, it's just not true. But if you want your life better, then God can do exceedingly and abundantly more than you can even ask or even think, according to his power that is within you, you know. And what that scripture means is that he can and will do exceedingly abundantly, but we have to meet him halfway first to be taking the actions. We got to show Jesus that we're serious about him and we're serious about our walk with him, you know. And then he rewards us, you know. And so we really got to want it. So anyway, that's all I really have to say today. But it's good to be back, and I'm glad that that I'm back. And I think that it's time to listen to some music.
Time when humankind was one with God in perfect peace. But in this oneness, humankind knew not the existence of God, and so the journey began. Humanity was cast out of that perfect peace in order that the Creator may be known by the created, that they who would be raised to perfection and regain what they have long realized has been lost to themselves may do so only through utter self-abnegation, by dying to all that to the eyes and the reason of the outer world is precious and desirable. Those that dare walk this path are indeed the spiritual minded.
Yeah! All praise due to the Most High, our Heavenly Father. Right now we gon' kill any misconceptions and misunderstandings. What up, DJ Optimus Cream? Formerly known as Krispy Kreme. Oh, y'all know me, I'm King G. We praising and worshiping. Oh, this is untraditional right here. Yeah. See, you got to feel this one down in your spirit. Can you dig it? See, you got to listen a little bit closer to hear it. Wait a minute now. I know they starting to feel it now. Yeah, Father, saturate the atmosphere with your spirit off in here. Who that? Want what with the kingdom? Here we go.
Finances, Father, them enemies can't understand it. Yeah, this is real praise and worship. God, we gon' praise you through no matter what type of weather. Brothers and sisters, it's time to stick together. I don't care what color, it's all about your heart. I don't care what age, it's all about your heart. It's a personification. Ah, it's love in the physical form. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and that Word became flesh, Jesus Christ.
Got another gospel remix coming at you right here. So you got to bounce to this one. I don't think you understand. Here we go. Come on. I'm being dried by the fire. Tell it to the streets instead of preaching to the choir. Pockets on low, but my mind stay higher.
Godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.
No matter what the people say, with you I'll go, with you tear down what you made. My foundation is laid. I know nothing can stand in your way. I made a vow to follow through it all. I'm your son, and through it all I'll be a fighter till the battle is won.
No matter what the people say, I'm gonna praise you anyway. You are my son, with you I will grow. Even when it's dark at night, you wake up with the morning.
Even when it's dark at night,
with you I will grow.
Nobody
treat me like you do, Lord.
Oh, nobody do me like you do.
No matter what the people say, I'm gonna praise you anyway.
No matter what.